Good morning, and thank you for joining us at 5900 Wilshire, which is not only the name of this show, it's also the address of 100.3, the Sound of Southern California. And for a few minutes, we'll get to know someone who is making a difference in the community, Elizabeth Zarkos. She's the founder and president of Honnelly. You're going to tell us about the fact that it's a magical name, right?
Yes.
And you work with horses, so talk to us about the mission of Honnelly and what you do there.
Sure thing. Honnelly is named after the place in the song Puff the Magic Dragon by Peter, Paul, and Mary. The idea is that it's a magical place where real life doesn't intervene, where we can all be our best people. And the idea is that the horses and the people all treat each other with love and respect. So when we go to Honnelly, the idea is that we go there with the purpose of being our best people, and the horses end up helping us as much as we help them.
Because you work with and rescue horses.
Right. We take in horses who are abused, abandoned, neglected, who either have an issue where the owner can no longer take care of them, or they're actually bound to horse to actually go to the slaughterhouse. One of the reasons that we have the need for a horse rescue is because breeders are continuing to breed indiscriminately, and they're breeding thousands of horses for which there is no market. The other issue is that our horses are living longer. Mm-hmm. We have joint supplements, and we have other medical ways of keeping them around longer, where a horse can really live viably until they're about 35 years old and be ridden. So that's another reason that we have really too many horses for our market.
What happens to the horses is that when someone doesn't have a place to put them, they can sell them, or?
Oftentimes they'll take them to the auction.
Okay.
And so what we do is we try to intervene before the horse goes to the auction, mm-hmm. because again, those killer buyers will actually buy the horses for $50 to $100 at an auction, even if it's very thin, and still make money by selling it to the slaughterhouse.
When you say killer buyer, you mean that someone buys the horse at the auction just to kill for?
Purposefully to take the horse to slaughter, yes.
To make money off of that slaughter.
Right.
So that's when you can step in, right? You can step in and rescue these horses.
Right. What we try to do is we try to get the horses before they go to the auction house. Mm-hmm. We have neighbors who call us if the horse is neglected or if they see an abuse case. We have animal control has called us. We have stable owners and managers who will call us and tell us that there's a horse who has backboard, and they try to get the backboard paid, or we'll take the horse and they just go and talk to the owner themselves, mm-hmm. as opposed to having the horse put up to auction to try to pay for that backboard. So we give them an alternative, which they wouldn't have if mm-hmm. we weren't around.
Okay, so you can intervene and you can get the horses before they go to auction, and then I would imagine maybe you find abandoned horses sometimes?
Right, we do. We have horses people just left for either their house was foreclosed upon and they just left the horse to starve to death. We have people who, especially in some places where they have a riverbed or something outside their door, they'll just let the horse out and let it out to starve to death. We just took in two horses a few weeks ago that Riverside Animal Control had picked up who were slated for euthanasia because they were very emaciated and they didn't have the ability to care for them for a long period of time. And so we took them and now we're caring for them and trying to rehabilitate them. One of them, in addition to having been starved, he has scars essentially from his nose to his tail. He's been beat up for a long period of time. And so sometimes when we get the horses in, it's not just weight that we have to deal with. It's also the neglect or abuse from the owners as well. So it's a difficult thing to look at every day. The nice thing is that horses are really forgiving. Mm-hmm. They really are. And so even within 2 weeks of having Ulysses is what we call him because he went through a heck of a journey to get yeah. to us. And he's coming up. He comes up and nuzzles us and asks us for food, wherein when we first tried to get him, I couldn't even put a halter on him.
And that's one of the horses that you just got recently, mm-hmm. then? Are they ready for adoption, Ulysses?
Ulysses and Maggie, the two uh-huh. we took in, they're going to need a few months before they'll be able to be put up for adoption. Our goal is to have them healthy and sound, and if they're capable of being ridden, then we train them to make sure that the new owner doesn't have any issues. The idea right. is that they go and they can be with their new family. Mm-hmm. We do have a few others who do need homes, though. Mm-hmm. We have a Thoroughbred, a Mustang, a Quarter Horse, another older thoroughbred.
Tell us about some of them. Sure. Can you describe them to us?
We have a seven-year-old thoroughbred who was abandoned at a stable, and she's very sweet. She just needed somebody to feed her.
Right.
We have an older quarter horse who had been also abandoned, left to starve to death, and we're trying to work with her. She was kind of abused, and so she kicks out when we try to. We took about 3 months for us to put enough weight on her, and so now we're working on getting her to be ridden.
What's her name?
Savannah.
Okay.
She's a little paint mare.
Okay.
We have another older thoroughbred who we have. She was actually a Grand Prix jumper, which means that she actually used to jump 6 feet. So she was a very, very big jumper, and she has a lot of energy even though she's 22, but her owner hit her with a car because he thought she'd move. She's very sweet, but she needs an experienced rider. And then what we also do...
What's her name?
Sapphire. And all of these are up on our website and on our blogs and Facebook. But the other thing that we do for horses who don't come into our facility, because there's more need than what we can actually take in. Plus, if I know that there's a horse who is sound and rideable, I'll spend more of my time to try to find a new person and have that new person talk to the original owner and see if they can hook up together. And then that way they don't have to come into our facility. There's no adoption fee. And the goal is ultimately for the horses to find homes. Mm-hmm. And so even if we spin our wheels doing that, at least I don't have to worry about not servicing the, you know, sometimes up to 6 horses a day if it's in a season, what we call a dump season, which we're coming up now. In the end of September, we'll get a dump season. It's the end of summer. Kids are headed back to college. We get another dump season right before Christmas and right after Christmas.
It's a good thing you're there to help the horses. If people want to maybe adopt or help you or donate, give us some ways that they can get in touch with you.
Sure thing. The best way to get in touch with us is through our website. We have, it's www.hanalee.com or hanalee.org. It's H-A-N-A-E-L-E-H. That's how you spell Hanalee.
Hanalee.
And then, or you can go to our Facebook page. And it's the same thing. It's just the Hanalee Facebook page. And we have a donate button. You can also sponsor a horse. So if anybody sees a horse on our site that they would like to help rehabilitate, all of the money goes to the horses. None of us get a paycheck. All of us are volunteers. The only people we pay are the feed store, the vet, and our farrier, and the equine dentist.
Right.
But none of the volunteers, none of us get paid. Most of us do, you know, give a lot of it out of our pocket.
You guys have big hearts. I can tell you must love horses a lot and you want to take care of them. Is there a phone number where people can reach you?
Sure. It's 949-842-7408. And that you can actually reach directly to me. My name's Elizabeth. I'm the president. And I can either direct you to our volunteer coordinator or to somebody else. If you know of a horse or are in need of a horse, then I can direct people as well.
You've got an event coming up actually on September 30th, Medieval Rescue
Fair
at the Orange County Fairgrounds.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And we're really excited about it. What we've done is we're trying to help all grassroots rescues because we're not very big and we really rely on funds from everyone out in the community. A lot of the government funds went to fund just spay and neuter rescues after when the recession hit. And so a lot of the other rescues ended up getting hurt with that. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help all of our neighboring rescues. And so we've invited them. So we have dog rescues and cat rescues and bird rescues. And we also have entertainment for that afternoon. And the Imperial Knights are coming, and it's very similar to what you'd see at medieval times, hence the Medieval Rescue Fair.
Right.
But they do a jousting and a sword fighting and the medieval games on horseback. And the reason we work with them is because most of their horses in the program are rescued horses.
What time does this start?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay,
goes to 3. We also have a dog agility show, and we have a therapeutic riding center from Huntington Beach who's going to do a little presentation as well.
So it's a big day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's our only fundraiser of the year, our biggest one, and so we're really excited because it gets the community out, they get a show, and we help other people out too. And that's the idea, is that we're all here to help each other.
Exactly. So there are horses at the Medieval Rescue Fair.
Mm-hmm.
There are other types of animals, pets that you might want to take home with you that day. You can check them out.
It's $20 for general admission or $15 for seniors, for students, for military, and children under five are free. Again, this is our only fundraiser of the year, but they do get that 4 or 5 hours of entertainment. So they think about one ticket to Medieval Times is about $60. So
right. So it's a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the Medieval Times, but it's with animals there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so that is coming up on September 30th, Medieval Rescue Fair at the Orange County Fairgrounds, and you can really help animals that day. Do you have fostering programs? Say they can't keep the horse for long term, but they want to help out. Is that a possibility?
We don't. Our goal is to have every horse go into a forever home, mm-hmm. if possible. And we do have an adoption agreement. We do check out the new home. It's a $1,000 adoption fee for every horse. We don't actually charge per horse. We don't believe that our friends can cost anything.
Right.
So it's purely an administrative fee.
Okay.
And the reason for that cost is because it's high enough I don't have killer buyers calling me, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. low enough that a layperson can have, we've had some really nice registered horses that are young and viable and sound, who have wonderful careers, and we have the older ones who just can take the little kitties out on trail and keep them safe, and they both have value. And so that's why, but we do have the adoption fee for that. But the goal is that all of our horses find a new family, and that they have their forever place where they can be. And if that isn't, if that's not possible, medical condition or otherwise, then they always have a home with us.
Again, going over the fair really quick.
Right, that's the Medieval Rescue Fair at the Orange County Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for more information, they can go to our website, hanaeleh.com or .org.
So that's Hannah Lee Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you for your service to the horses.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're like emergency services for them. Seriously, Elizabeth Sarkos, founder and president of Hannah Lee, who joined us here today at 5900 Wilshire, the name of this show and the home of 100.3, the Sound of Southern California.